Hi, this is Ted Nguyen. I'm at the beautiful Beverly Wilshire in Beverly Hills, California at a Four Seasons resort. And we are doing something really unique here, and it's media night, and they are invited media as well as special guests here that are trying different upscale product offerings for facials, massages, as well as, you know, other skin care and nail care products that that help pamper yourself. So I have a special guest that I actually tried her product and I think I'm in love with it. So I wanted to, you know, just share a moment and find out a little bit more about this unique product. So introduce yourself.
Hello, hi, my name is Jean Sill. I'm the creator of Evolue Skincare. Thank you so much, by the way, for your time. I created my line because there was a missing link between organic and effective, and I wanted to fill it. I can talk forever, but for this particular event, for the Beverly Wilshire, when they approached me, they asked me for something for their organic facial and for their men's facial, because my products are unscented and absorbs quickly, so it doesn't feel like there's anything on your skin.
Yeah, and it's really quite natural, and I just love the to be able to have a treatment, and it's just so natural and just leave, right?
You don't need to feel like you need to wash your face off after the facial.
I understand that you developed this, and it was really personal. It was in the family. You had a sister that that used a lot of different products, because she's plagued. A lot of people are plagued with with acne and really bad skin, especially when they're growing up, etc. So can you tell me about the inspiration behind that?
Yes, I can actually. So me and my sister are 4 years apart. So when I was graduating from my master's in library science and research, she was graduating from her bachelor's. And right after, she got a job across the street from Sephora in anthropology at a law firm. And she was always asking me for a couple hundred dollars extra. Said, what are you spending your money on? And I realized it's Sephora. So I'm like, what is this Sephora? So they had this, skincare of the month every month that she would go and buy, but it didn't work, so she would go and buy the next skincare of the month. And I said, I have a degree in research. Let me find something for you. And it just happens to be that the products that I found for her were natural. It's not that I was trying to make eco, luxury, beauty, skincare as much as I was trying to help my sister. And it happened to be natural products that worked on her, because she was allergic to many of the conventional ingredients in cosmetics, such as sodium lauryl sulfate, which dried out her skin. Then she would use exfoliants with plastic microbeads or acids that would burn her face. Then she would use makeup with silicones that stick to her face but also clog her skin. Then she would have to use more skincare that dried out her skin.
So it's a vicious circle. And so, with your research background, how did you happen upon, the missing link, or, to provide this special product to the world?
The missing link was that before natural beauty industry has existed, but it was always just very kind of hippy-dippy. There wasn't really labs behind it. I have my own lab, by the way. I don't trust any labs. So under the handcraft law of 1910 or something like 100 years ago, people are allowed to cook up their own products and sell it. But they don't have to have any stability tests, so a lot of them have molds and things. So that I saw that there's a need between this handcraft law-protected molding natural skincare and tested a safe, effective, organic, natural skincare. So I feel that need.
And so how is it, bringing it to market? I mean, as an entrepreneur, it was a big, big risk for you, right? And you're competing with Mammoth worldwide. I mean, how did you do it as a woman here in Southern California?
I'll tell you, I cried every night for the first 2 years, because I didn't, know that this much work existed. But I'm really glad I did it. And yes, like all the big companies have actually approached me to buy my company, but I've said no because I don't want to dilute my company or I don't want them to pollute my ingredients. Like I want to give the world what they deserve, which is clean, effective, organic products. Like if you're, it's, I always say it this way. Let's say you're eating a can of pineapples versus like a fresh pineapple. Like why do you eat the fresh pineapple? Because it doesn't have the preservatives that has killed all the vitamins in there as same as bacteria. And that is necessary in the beauty world too.
So, you know, kind of share with, you know, the listeners out there, you know, my particular treatment that I received tonight.
Yes,
so describe it. I understand that it came from royal jelly and it's really, really fascinating. So tell us, walk us through the, you know, the ingredients as well as the response that you've gotten from the public.
I mean, I'm a beauty geek. I'm not going to deny that. Like when it comes to my research, I do my research. And for example, royal jelly peel compared to other peels is that alpha hydroxy acid or glycolic acid or any type of acid-based peels don't have the same pH of your skin as theirs is higher. So it can burn your skin because they don't know the difference between your new skin and the old skin. But I use royal jelly, which breaks down the dead skin as well, but it's the same pH as your skin, so no matter how long you put it, leave it on, it doesn't burn your skin. So when you normally get a peel, it says leave on for 2 to 5 minutes. What does that mean? I have thicker skin, so I can leave it on for 10 minutes. And someone with sensitive skin can't leave it on for more than 30 seconds. But you don't know that. But with something like my royal jelly peel, you don't have to worry about that.
Right. And royal jelly, for those people that don't know, comes from ancient bees, right?
Yes, yes. Well, let me tell you. So royal jelly, I didn't know. But I thought that all the queen bees are born queen bees. But they're not. All bees are born the same. And for the first 3 days, they eat royal jelly, which actually comes from bees' neck, and it's not honey. So after 3 days, the queen bees are picked, and for the rest of their lives, the queen bees are eat royal jelly while the rest of the bees eat honey. So average life of a bee is, I think, 4 to 6 months, while the average life of a queen bee is 3 to 5 years. And then also they're much bigger, obviously, but the only real difference is the royal jelly that they eat.
Wow, so this is a fascinating story as well.
I have, when it comes to my ingredients, I can go on and on and on. The reason why, like, I don't think that luxury has to be expensive. Like, I'm Korean, and in Korean culture, luxury isn't about how expensive it is, but how rare it is. I gather the best ingredients around the world, so I can't mass produce it.
You know, as a Korean American, I'm sure that your parents, you know, had high expectations of you. I mean, what was their response?
Don't even get me started. Both my parents have masters in material science engineering. If you want to know, like, super geek, I used to go to Disneyland with them, and they'll be like competing on like who can figure out the ride faster. It's like, don't even take me to amusement parks. I'm just ruined, right?
So are they so proud of you? I mean, as far as, you know,
now they are. But before, they said, why are you going into beauty? Beauty is for bimbos. I mean, you can only imagine.
They thought it was superficial, et cetera, right? But you're really making a difference and changing people's lives.
Yeah.
And especially your sister. I mean, just, personal gratification.
Yeah. My sister and every other woman who hides behind makeup. I shared a bathroom with my sister forever. She never came out of her room. I never saw her saw her without makeup for over a decade. And no woman should have to hide like that.
Well, that's just so inspiring as well. So tell us where people can find your product. I understand that it's only exclusive to the Beverly Wilshire.
What is exclusive to the Beverly Wilshire is 100% collagen and elastin. That is exclusive for their spa. You can only get that here. I don't even sell that here. Yes. That's what they ask. It's Beverly Wilshire. They can ask what they want.
That's amazing. So where can people find you online as well?
Okay, so evolue.com, EVOLUE.com. You can also come to our boutique, call us in advance so that we can actually help you the right way, because I'd like to take my time, or just email us at info@evoluebeauty.com.
Well, it's so great. What a pleasure meeting you, and best of luck. I don't think you need it, but it's just a marvelous product. So thank you so much.
Thank you.